Daily Gospel Meditations is a ministry of the St. John Society to help you get more from your morning prayer with Scripture.
The Gospel today relates the healing of a man who had been ill for 38 years. By that time, he had probably lost all hope of getting better. He felt totally forgotten. But God had not forgotten him. Now, even when Jesus didn't receive a request from him, he still wanted the man to express his desire to be healed. So he asked him, "Do you want to be well?" It's as if Jesus was asking him, "Do you even desire this, with the consequences that will come with it? Because as soon as you are well, you will start having new responsibilities and challenges. You will need to figure out what to do with your life. You will no longer be able to indulge in self-pity. Your heart will have to change. Do you want to be well?" The man implied that he did want to get well, that the only reason he hadn't reached the waters was that he had no one to help him get there on time. So Jesus healed him and sent him off. And as was to be expected, the challenges came. Authorities told him he wasn't supposed to carry his mat on the Sabbath. Notice the difference here between this man who was healed and the man born blind who took up Jesus' defense. It seems that he was afraid of being shunned or of running into trouble. So he sided with Christ's adversaries without putting up any fight, and reported to the authorities that Jesus was the one who had healed him. Later on, the man encountered Jesus again. Jesus told him, "You are well now. Do not sin anymore, so that nothing worse may happen to you." In other words, Jesus was telling him and us, "Do not go back to a life of sin. You received the gift of new life. But it is possible to go back to the old patterns of anger, pride, competition, and negativity." Jesus had brought him to a good place, but he needed to be faithful if he wanted to maintain that well-being he had received. So what gifts have you received from Christ that enabled you to do better, but also led you to new responsibilities and new challenges? What are those challenges? And how are you responding to them? Have you been faithful to the salvation and the graces that the Lord has given you? Why is that faithfulness necessary to keep doing well?